All right, well, welcome back, everybody. As we watch stuff number 187, I am Jeremy. Joining me, as always, is Shahid. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Just enjoying my day. Just finished my workout and hearing my friend talk about, is Maury still doing the same thing that's been working for like 30 years?
Yeah, it was funny. That's why I started laughing to start, because I go, is this all he does, is DNA stuff? He goes, well, he's on, and Springer's not. And it just struck me as funny as soon as I hit the record button. And I realized what a dumb way to, like, stop a sentence. So, yeah, no, I haven't watched this in a while. And it's just, it's nothing surprising. But nothing's ever going to beat the fat girl that was on, like, her 20th one. And they still didn't find it. And her mom was in the Rascal scooter. Did you ever see that? I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I would not be surprised. I'm sure. I'm not. I know it's been, people been up there a zillion times. So, like, I'm 337% sure that this is the father of my baby.
Yeah. And then she, like, it was number 20. And I felt bad for the guy. At the time, I felt bad. But then I started thinking, I was like, why'd you even go on? But
That man makes $14 million a year.
Yeah, no, I meant the guy that
No, I'm talking about Maury Povich. I was just looking at it. Yes.
Jesus Christ. That's all I do is this stuff. But
good limit. 80 years old.
He's 80?
Yes.
Man, all right. $14 million, I mean, there's the fountain of youth.
He looked old, but he don't look that old.
No.
No, yes.
Wow. All right. Well, yeah, so, okay. All right, I got to find something else.
He was born January 17, 1939.
That's
World War II hadn't even started yet.
Wow. They didn't even have these back then.
You know, what, DNA, televisions?
No. Wait a minute, did they?
No.
No. Holy God.
DNA tests? They didn't have TVs yet.
Did they even know what DNA was back then?
Yeah, they knew by then, but no one. The only thing they knew was what. I think in like 20th century. Whenever Watson. Wait, when did Watson and Crick fought? Actually, maybe they didn't, because I think Watson and Crick might have did that in the 50s. So no, actually, boy, you got me going down a rabbit hole.
See, surfing with DNA, blah blah blah. 23andMe, no. DNA testing, blah blah blah. History.
Okay, 1953.
Wow,
was when it was first published in the scientific journal Nature. So no,
damn, and it wasn't used until 1986.
Yes, so there you go.
There's a whole lot of people died in jail that were innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Anyways,
what a rabbit hole we started. Cool.
All right, so yeah, so last time we left off, we talked about Comic-Con stuff. We didn't get to everything because how could you? I still don't get the Top Gun stuff. And then we start talking about the DC shows, more like the Crisis stuff, then that's where I went down my tunnel. And then totally took away from talking about all the ridiculous Marvel TV shows that are going to be part of. And, wait, they didn't announce any of the Star Wars stuff. That's coming up at Disney's thing, right?
Okay. We know about the Mandalorian. We know about the show with the guy from Rogue One. Diego Luna. You remember the Rogue One, the guy that was getting the information and killed the dude? Yeah, show with him. So that was, I don't know if we ever talked about that, but that was announced a while ago. They haven't, like, I don't know if they started filming or anything like that with that one.
Well, in the meantime, they've got, I don't have all the shows in front of me. They got what? Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
WandaVision, which is a weird name.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there?
What If.
Yes, which, okay. What If was a cool comic book when it first came, like when we were kids. And then everything just kind of started to become, like, the What If stuff kind of went away. It's like, what if Cyclops turned evil? Like,
and then he did.
Well, not much of a What If anymore. I don't know, but that's the one. What a weird show that's going to be, because will they just use characters they haven't used?
No, they said it's going to be animated and it's going to be based on stuff in the MCU if people made different decisions. I guess it was like, what if somebody else became Iron Man, or what if, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Within like the universe of the movie universe that we already have, those type of hypotheticals, which people ask all the time, and The Watch is being voiced by Jeffrey Wright.
All right. Another Academy Award winner?
I know he's been nominated. I don't know if he's won.
Man, I want to make sure I'm thinking of the right guy here.
Yeah, Mr. Westworld, Mr. Everything.
No, that's not. Oh, that's who I was looking for. How do you spell his first name?
Jeffrey Jeffrey.
Used to be so easy. So, okay, now I had somebody else. Can't remember who else I had in mind. All right, cool. Yeah, he wasn't a Bond villain at one time. I know he's been in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he was Felix Leiter. He was in Bond, yeah. Like two of them. He's coming up, and he's coming back for this next one.
Okay, which is supposed to be Daniel Craig's last one.
Mm-hmm. They threw a boatload of money because the last one's going to be the last one to be bribing them to doing this one.
Which, by this point, I mean, I know they're making money, but James Bond doesn't have the same gusto that it used to.
I mean, they make close to $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
So somebody's still watching them. It's kind of like, no, it doesn't have the same gusto because the last good one came out, what, 6 years ago, whenever Skyfall came out? That's why.
Was that the one Batista was in?
No. Okay. He was in the one after that one.
I didn't see the one after that.
Yeah, so the Spectre was the one Batista was in. Like, the last one was a bad one. They haven't made one in a while, so that's why people already think about James Bond. But as soon as they make one and it's good, people start thinking about him again.
Yeah,
and sure. And they'll start arguing, like, who gets to be the next James Bond. So that's always fun.
And no one's going to be happy. So, remember everybody was very happy when it was Pierce Brosnan? And that was a total turd.
No, they weren't.
He was supposed to be like the guy. Like, I remember, yeah. God damn, this is Dayton, but when he was on Remington Steele, he was supposed to be James Bond. Everyone's like, oh, he'd be great. And then later on, when it kind of finally happened, I don't know if he was the problem, but those movies sucked. So
now, see, those movies get the last one with Halle Berry sucked.
That's the only one I saw with him, by the way.
Yeah, Golden. Yeah, like he did four. GoldenEye was real good. That was the first one he did, and that's the one that kind of like brought Bond back and start making money. The one with Terry Hatcher. What is it? I can't think of the name. Basically, like the evil newsman. So that Terry Hatcher and what's his name? What's her name? Girl from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Michelle Yeoh. Okay. That one was good. The World Is Not Enough was okay. Cause yeah, Denise Richards being like a nuclear physicist was not working.
It seems plausible.
Uh huh. And no, that was good because they had a woman villain, Sophie Marceau from Braveheart, and they hadn't had like a woman villain, like main villain in Bond, and like I can't remember. And the last one was just. They had a Korean guy fake his death and become a British guy to, like, make a diamonds. Or, I don't know. Yeah. If you saw that one, I guess you would think those, you know, all the Pierce Brosnan movie trash. I was just thinking about the plot again. Like, how much drugs did you have to use to think that would work? We're going to take a guy that's Korean and we're going to give him a face and skin transplant so he looks British, change his voice so he can be undercover to get revenge on James Bond. Like, we just gonna whitewash somebody for real.
Mm-hmm.
And have it make sense somehow. Like, just thinking about them, like, that's, ooh, we need to get into Hollywood.
It may be too late. They may be cleaning it up now, unfortunately.
I've seen some stuff coming out. No, they're not.
Well, you saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wait. We got... My God, we did it again. So, okay. We'll try to come back to that. So, these Marvel TV shows. Uh-huh. Jesus Christ. So, the animated's cool. I'm hoping they put some effort into it. Because a lot of the shows, like, I tried watching like some of the Marvel cartoons now. And I call them cartoons still.
It's older. I know, and it's like I don't watch Marvel cartoons anymore since like the 90s because it's kind of like it's not for my age group. And the anime, and it's kind of like it's different when you grew up watching like X-Men and Spider-Man and even like X-Men Evolution. It was like that was more where everybody can watch, and these are more like nah, it's for the kids, which is fine because it's like it's for the kids. And I know it's not like we get spoiled by DC anime animation is what the problem is.
Yeah, of the two, one's got the film division going, one's got the animated division going.
Yeah, I will say this, like I'm not worried about with this one because it's like it's a. You know, it's not, it's Marvel proper. Like, Feige's doing this. So he's trying to get, like, all the stuff he's doing is trying to be on the one envelope, and I don't think he's going to do anything that looks cheap.
No, I got to wonder, I thought about this the other day, do they just have a blank check for movies? Or do you think there's still somebody back there going, nah, not yet?
I seriously doubt that's an issue at this point, because they, like, I know. Disney this year has made what $7 billion from their movies, and they still got Star Wars and Maleficent coming out. So I don't think so. No money when it comes to Marvel. It's not because they're not just gonna spend money just to spend money, but I don't think it's gonna be a part where money will be an issue anymore because they know they'll make it back. Like they already, you know, when they brought Star Wars. They nice chunk out and within a year basically paid itself off. And they're looking long term anyway. It's kind of like we have a streaming service, so it's important to have quality stuff if we're going to have people like long term spending money. So to make money, you got to spend money.
Yeah, and especially with the abundance, we've been like going through our finances and stuff, and I started looking at all like the different streaming, online. You know, that sort of stuff that we spend money on. And I was like, oh, that's getting canceled. That's getting canceled. Like, it's funny because you mentioned it and I didn't think of it before. All these networks that, you know.
Adds up.
Yeah. And all the networks are going to their own streaming stuff. Like, I almost said Star Trek. The CBS one. But I think there's only, what, $5 right now?
No, it's $10.
Oh.
I got it. That's how I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Like everyone is within five to 15. And it's like it's fine if it's one or two. When it's like seven or eight, then it's a problem. Oh, I will say this. Speaking of that, because you brought a streaming service, cable cutting, I was able to cut off $60 a month off my DirecTV bill. Just, you know, because I don't know what happened. My wife pays for her mom's DirecTV. And they got like the rebate ran out, and she was just see if she get another rebate. They gave her one, so she's like, "You should try it." I'm like, "Fine." So day before I tried, they like, "Oh, it's nothing available." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." My wife was like, "You need to try harder." I'm like, "Fine." So I'm at work yesterday, and I'll contact them. They're like, "Oh, how am I help you?" I'm thinking about I want to cancel my service. And they go the whole, I know how I feel because finances used to be bad for me. And I'm like, look, we don't need to do this whole song and dance.
Yep.
I'm canceling because the service is fine. The channels are fine. I don't like the price. They're like, oh, we'll switch you to a different department. A guy comes on, do the same thing. I'm like, tell me the most you can take off and either I'll accept your offer or I'll decline and cancel. We don't ask me how much I'm willing to spend. Don't ask me my, because they try to ask me, well, what's the comfortable number for you? I'm like, no, we're not doing this.
Zero. We
are not playing this game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you just tell me the most, talk to who you need to talk to. You tell me the most you need to take off. If it's reasonable, it's fine. If it's not, that's also fine. Like, I wasn't going to cancel, but they didn't know that.
Yeah, of course not.
So they're like, oh, we'll take $60 off for 12 months and everything like that. And then I just let the message sit there like 3 minutes. Like, oh, you there? Like, yes, I'm there. I'm just reading it. Like, I make them sweat. And I'm like, sure, I'll take it. So I end up getting like $70 off.
Nice.
So, yeah, because it's like.
You didn't lose anything?
Nope. Hell no.
Hell, nice.
I didn't lose lose. No, then I wouldn't have told you the story if I lost something. I kept it to myself. So, no. And it's kind of like, the money is nice, but it's more the principle, because I've had DirecTV for like 5 years. And partially, the money also comes in handy, all the streaming stuff coming out.
Yeah, yes, because, well, it's funny, that's sort of the industry I'm in. Like, we have our own TV platform. Yeah. And they're constantly doing that stuff. Like, here, Charter Cable bought Time Warner Cable, and I called, I was like, listen, can't afford this stuff, blah, blah, blah. The guy's going through, he's like, all right, so I can give you everything that we have, this and this, this, blah, 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 all right? And he goes, and it'll be $180, blah, 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 a month. And I go, dude, that's more than I'm spending now. And he goes, the whole point of this call was to, you know, lower the bill. He goes, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, sorry about that. And I was like, oh, my God. And then just canceled the next day. So, yeah, sometimes they don't get it. But when you have a near monopoly on things, too, you don't care. So, but anyways,
back to the TV shows.
Yeah, but no. So Marvel, I keep calling it the Marvel service. It's the Disney service.
Uh huh.
Now, you got that, and then WandaVision. I guess this is going to be a prequel.
I didn't say that. They just said stuff from that's going to lead up into Doctor Strange. Huh. But they didn't say it was a prequel. Like, Vision's a robot. You can build a robot again. Why, it doesn't have to be a prequel. I don't know why people like, it has to be a prequel because Vision's in it.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, wasn't the Infinity Stone what was powering him, though? Because as soon as he pulled the Infinity Stone out, he was done.
There's ways around that.
I guess
we'll find out what comes out. Like, it's a comic book.
Yeah, because he died in Wakanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they could use, you know, whatever. God damn, I forgot what the hell. Vibranium, right? Yeah. Maybe they can use some of the technology there.
Magic.
Yeah. No, there's that, too.
I mean, Wanda.
Yeah, I forgot. Scarlet Witch.
Wanda does no magic, so yeah. They can just use, like, they can use whatever they want and give a reason that, oh, it sound. I guess that makes sense 45 years from now. Shrug your shoulders and keep on.
I'd be like, 5 years from now. It's like, wait a minute. It took you 5 years to figure out how to bring them back? But. Or I wonder if, I actually do wonder if they're just going to totally ignore that.
I mean, it's done. I think Spider-Man handled that. Like, people came back, got used to life, and kept it moving. Some people, that was like in grade school, and now classmates, other people grew up. It's done. Like, they already handled it.
Yeah,
because it's like, if you,
thing as well.
Yeah, because like, if you focus on it too much, it just asks too many questions that you really can't answer, and you get caught up in the morass of it. So it's like, don't bother. Like, either they'll accept it or they won't.
Yeah, and really, I think that's going to be probably potential snark people will constantly bring that up. But after that, I don't think it's gonna be much of a thing.
I've rarely heard people complain about, beside the people who complain about everything.
Yeah, well.
Like they complained about it when Endgame came out, but by the time Spider-Man came out and they said what happened, it was like you didn't hear it that much.
So with that show, are those characters interesting enough to carry a show?
I mean, that's why it's a show and not a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We had a show with Iron Fist that had 2 seasons.
It's a poor example, by the way.
I mean, but it got 2 seasons. People watched it, and the second season was good. The first one wasn't. But it was like, if Luke Cage could have a show, or Daredevil could have a show, Winter Soldier and Falcon being Captain America can have a show with a bigger budget than Netflix was giving those other Disney shows.
Yeah. See, like Falcon. All right, to me, Falcon and Winter Soldier seems like the most obvious one, because now, I'm gonna guess, it'll be Sam's transition to being Captain America, I'm guessing.
That's what they basically talked about.
Okay. And then, you know, so over a course of a series, what, they're only, what, 6 episodes? 8?
They haven't said. I've seen, like, 6.
Oh, okay. And, I mean, that's good. Instead of, like, one movie, instead of, what, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, whatever they're going to make them, you got 6 to 8 1 hour shows. Should be great. So, and then what was the other one? Oh, I lost my list. Loki. That's right.
Uh huh.
That's the fun one because he's dead, but he's not dead.
Yes.
So, yeah.
He's going all the adventures he get into in his alternate timeline.
Yeah. I think that's kind of fun. Yeah. So, I'm guessing he can bounce around.
I think that's the point.
Yeah. No. But, I mean, I'm wondering if like, he goes to the future and he's like, wait a minute, what? Then bounces around. Like, would he be the guy that would go back to affect, like, to try and change his own death?
You know? I mean, he could try, but I think the thing with time travel is it doesn't work that way in the Marvel movies. It's like once that happened, it's a whole different, you know, time frame. It's basically like your future becoming your past. Like the whole old Nebula killing young Nebula, she didn't vanish like Looper. So,
yeah, God, I forgot all about that.
That's why I'm here, Jeremy.
Man, time travel, just enough. They only did it once, which is fine. So and I hope they leave it at that, obviously. But like with Loki bouncing around, that's different than constantly traveling around. So I don't know. We'll see.
I'm just curious to see them because just, you know, it's what Marvel wanted to be when they first started the whole thing with TV and movies, like one universe, and they couldn't do it because they were run by different people. So S.H.I.E.L.D. it was always one-sided, and Netflix, they didn't even bother because it was like, well, it's the whole thing. I heard the excuses and reason. What it really came to is like, that's not really us, so we don't care that much. And now it's like, all of this is us, so we care enough to everything be on the same page. Mm. I wonder, though, how much is kind of like, do we get to, because, you know, people already is kind of like, if you don't watch the old stuff, how much can you keep up? And I think that's kind of done now because it's basically like a, you know, Marvel 2.0, more or less. But now it's like if you didn't see the TV stuff, like if you don't watch WandaVision, how much does that affect you when you watch Doctor Strange?
Yeah, and I think that's going to be real curious because if it supposedly leads into the new Doctor Strange movie, yeah, I mean, you're right. Are you going to be totally lost once that's there, you know?
Yeah, but I think they don't care. I mean, at this point, it's kind of like you either watch them or you don't. Like, I know it's probably people who hadn't watched Marvel movies before and they watched Endgame. That was the first Marvel movie.
Yes.
I can't fathom who those people were. I know they existed, so it happens. But it's like you just make your movies. People, you see it or you don't. Like, my wife has seen most of them. She can't tell you all the details. She know enough to, like, you know what's going on, and she can rewatch it later if she missed something. And it's probably people like that. It's people who stress over every single detail, read every comic, and watch that. But, like, you make a good movie, and the rest works itself out.
Yeah, and I think with, you know, Feige being over everything, the TV shows themselves should be, I mean, with money, too, it should be high quality. I it's pretty unprecedented that you've got these movie stars who are, you know, movie stars, so they were in the movies, coming down to TV to essentially make mini movies. And then as I say that, I just saw a preview for The Irishman with De Niro, Pacino, and Pesci, written, directed by Scorsese on Netflix.
$200 million.
Yeah, which I saw it's coming out in theaters as well.
Yeah, just like a few Oscars. Weeks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that divide's done. As far as like that's done. Like, it's The Rock's having a Netflix movie. So yeah, that's done. So it's like, as far as that whole gap, like, that's a platform is a platform. And I would just say, Elizabeth, like, they're not gonna come back and do TV shows and have it look cheap. Tom Hiddleston's not gonna waste his time doing that. Beside, you know, Marvel, he works. Like, he pops up and stuff. Anthony Mackie works. Elizabeth Olsen works. So, like, Paul Bettany definitely works. You think he gonna put on all that makeup just because he bored? or he don't got anything else to do. So it's not like this whole, I need a check so I'm showing up. It's like, no, I'm doing it because, one, they pay well, and two, I actually enjoy doing it. Because the people who don't enjoy doing it, they stop, they try to get out as soon as they can, and they don't look back. You don't see Hugo Weaving coming. He ain't put on that paint to do Infinity War. He like, nah, I'm done with all that.
That's one of the weirder things for me, was him just detesting that so much.
I've read the interview. It wasn't just that. It was like the whole thing is like, he didn't start off doing genre stuff. But think about it. After The Matrix, which he became known for, he did Lord of the Rings. He does Transformers. And he does this, like, it became like, all right, enough of this science fiction, green screen, throwing makeup and mask on me crap. I think it was just, or like, you know, doing a voice for like a robot that's fighting another robot. Like, he probably just got tired of it. And it's like, I'm rich. I want to go back to doing plays. I want to go back doing small movies. Like, I want to, and I don't, can you really blame him? I mean, if you was like in the Lord of the Rings and The Matrix, and you got to be the Red Skull and voice Megatron, like, you know, you don't got nothing else to prove nerd-wise. It's like, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah. But I understand that from a long time ago, but I wonder if they even bothered contacting him.
I'm sure they asked. You know? I'm sure you like, thanks for no thanks.
Yeah, but I mean, oh my goodness, Natalie Portman's coming back. And she's getting a starring role this time, so good for her. But, yeah, that was always one that perplexed me. It's like, wow, that guy really hated it that much, huh?
He did. I know Idris Elba did originally. It's kind of like, it's not for everybody.
Yeah. But
and everybody's not Anthony Hopkins either.
Yeah. So what movie? Sure, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do that one. Oh, it's funny, like someone like Anthony Hopkins, and then you got someone like, he's just taking everything, seemingly. And then you've got someone like Bill Murray. Have you ever heard like the stories of dealing with him?
I hear stuff like he just shows up and just does stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was a movie with Melissa McCarthy. I know.
St. Vincent.
Yeah. He met the director or writer, and he's like, hey, I want you to do this. He's like, sound good? He's like, all right, where do you need me to be? When do you need me to be there? And he goes, this and this. He goes, okay. He never heard from him again until the day they started shooting, and he was there. How weird.
I mean, yes.
He doesn't have an agent or a publicist or any of that stuff.
I mean, you know, you good really think you care about this, like, you don't care. You get to a certain point, it's like, you don't care. Like, Rick Moranis made a whole bunch of money, then retired. Because he's like, I'm all right.
Well, his was a little sadder, though. I think it's because his wife got sick, so he was raising his kids.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, you can afford a babysitter.
Well,
if you want to do them, I know people, but I'm saying plenty of people have done that, though. Like, it's kind of like they just start a family instead of work because money's fine. And it's like, oh, she want to be a movie star? Like, it's cool. It's a job. Most people, like, if you don't have to worry about money and you got more important stuff, would you really work?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, especially Joe Pesci people, come.
Oh, yeah. Him especially. Yeah,
like, Joe Pesci come back. It's like, yeah, he hadn't worked on money. He probably don't need to. And it's like, you get to a certain point, like, if that's not your passion, for what? Like, you know, everybody not Sylvester Stallone.
Yes. I'll just say that. When is that out? Next year? No, September, right?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it.
A new one or the same one?
Same one. Okay. I saw a trailer for that. This war movie by Sam Mendes, was it 1917? Christopher Nolan's new movie.
Ooh, what's that one?
And it was like, I don't know what it's about, because it's only like 10 seconds. It just shows Denzel's son talking about, you know, it's time for a new protagonist. He shows up, and then they show the title. It says, come out 2020. I have no idea what the movie's about. I just know he's in it, and I think Robert Pattinson's in it. What else did they show? Let me see. They show... I can't even think of the other movies they showed. It showed like 6 or 7, and I don't remember like those three.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I'm guessing Nolan's movie's going to be next year.
Yeah, they are set next year.
Okay. All right.
And it came, and it's funny, it came out in the movie theater first because he's like, he makes his movies for theaters, so he doesn't do the whole online trailer first. He does movie first.
That's when you know you've got fuck you money. I mean, he's never, none of his movies have won an Academy Award, or any award for that matter. Maybe Memento for like script.
I mean, stuff's been nominated for like in tech and technology. Yeah. No one, nothing. I don't know if it's anything won. No, it's like, he's one of those directors people go to see his movies because he directs it.
Yeah.
So.
That was one of Elisa's big ones. She didn't want to go see Interstellar with me. She goes, that movie's 3 hours long. No way. I'm like, okay. I got home and I was like, you would have loved it.
You know, so, I've only seen that once.
It's a hard one to watch again, man.
Yeah. But, and I mean, it's just. Yeah, it's like, it's, some of this stuff is, I watch, it's not like I just like the actors, I mean the director, because some of the stuff, I watch The Prestige all the time.
Yes.
When it's on, because it's like an easy watch. Of course, the Batman movies I watch, and Inception I watch. But Interstellar's just like, I liked it, but I don't need to see it again. I still haven't seen Dunkirk. I have it on Blu-ray.
It's good. It's his shortest, most concise movie. It's cool. It's only an hour and a half long.
That's cool. You know, yeah. It's kind of like he like Tarantino is an acquired taste in different ways. And it's kind of like, you know, either you know, like it's fine, but like, you know, because you haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No,
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to see it so we can talk about it, because I definitely have some thoughts.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. So I won't say anything else. But back again to the Marvel shows. Which one are you looking forward to the most out of the four?
Well, just because of the characters, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I see that. And I like because they brought Zemo back and seeing him in his comic mask was something.
Yes, and I think that's going to be the easily accessible one, too. Not that the other ones are, not that you don't know who they are, but I think this is just going to be the straightforward one of them.
Yeah.
It's him coming to grips. And there we go.
That and Loki, because people love Loki. Like, out of, yeah. Because he's, like, the villain that's been there the most, and he's an enjoyable character, so.
Yeah. Well, what I meant by, like, accessible is, it's like, WandaVision, alright, I mean, that seems like there's going to be a lot of growing in that movie. Like, I'm guessing, trying to bring Vision back. I don't know. And then, you know, she's got some weird power sets anyways. Magic, I guess, or whatever she is. Because can they out her as a mutant?
They can do whatever they want at this point.
And What If will be cool just because it'll be cool.
And they've been talking about using as many of the voices as possible from the movies to do the characters.
All right. So. Hopefully they include Moon Knight somewhere. I'm not a huge fan of the character, but I always love the costume. And, you know, he just looked menacing. And he's a whack job, too, which probably drew me towards him. But, no, obviously I'm going to get the thing. And that's the thing. The Disney's coming out all guns because you've got these Marvel shows. You're going to have, I guess, eventually all their animated movies and movies. And then they're going to come out with their own Star Wars, like, subset of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on price, obviously,
it's going to probably be a price that undercuts people because they figure, like, you know, take a short term loss for long term gains.
Yeah, I'm guessing it'll be cheaper than Netflix.
Almost everything cheaper than Netflix at this point.
Yeah, that's my most expensive one.
Yeah, it's like, and Netflix keeps going up because they have to and they know they can because people ain't going to get rid of Netflix.
Yeah, and. Well, I'm trying to think. Oh, I finished Stranger Things. You don't watch that, though, do you?
I watched season one. I watched half of season two. And okay. I wasn't liking season two as much as season one. Right. And I started watching something else. But I will eventually get back to it if I have time.
Yeah, season two, I'm with you, did not enjoy it as much as the first one. I really like season three.
That's what I heard from people.
Starts and finishes. There's no reunion. There's no this and... One of the smart things about this third season is something weird starts happening, and they all go, uh-oh, instead of going, nah, it's just a coincidence. No, you're just freaking out. They immediately say, wait a second, we got to do something about this. So there's not there's only eight episodes, but there's not six episodes of him, Han, and then going, oh, we were wrong the whole time. It's like, no, they knew exactly what was going on. And it is so far-fetched that it got back to, like, its ridiculous 80s movies roots. And once you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's just, there's some just ridiculous-ass stuff in here. So, but, so we're talking about Netflix, like, what other series do you watch that are on Netflix?
I watch Ozark.
Never seen that.
That's very good, with Jason Bateman and Laura Linney playing like a white collar drug dealer.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I heard people who liked it enjoyed it, and I started watching. It's like Arrested, the dude from Arrested Development being Walter White. You would never think it. Like, even though it's from like Jason Bateman, you always think of like, you know, the straight man thing like that. He can play an asshole real easy. And that's his other gift. It's like, he can do both. What else? Glow, because I know season 3 starts next week.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, we got to watch season 2 still. At least that one we can blow through, so that's nothing.
Orange is the New Black.
Never seen it.
Although I'm behind like a couple seasons. I used to watch House of Cards, but that's done, and I didn't watch the last season. What others? Series do I watch? I watch some of Mindhunter. I watch the Marvel stuff. Like, if I think about it, it's probably some more, but those are the main ones.
Okay.
So there are some shows on. But the whole thing, like, there are so many shows.
Yes.
So it's like stuff, you know, I heard people talk about, you know, Kimmy Schmidt show, 13 Reasons Why, or
at least
whatever.
Watch that.
Yeah, like, it's just so many shows, you know. Oh, Altered Carbon, watch that. And I know season 2, probably next year, because Anthony Mackie's going to be in that. He's going to be busy. They have so many shows, and it's just, like, hard to kind of keep up. Like, Mindhunter, watch a little bit of that. Like, it's a lot of stuff, like, dip your toe in, watch this and that. And not only just their shows, like, if I want to catch up on, like, DC shows, they're on Netflix.
Which, apparently, all that's coming to an end.
Yeah, I think the stuff that's still there will be there, but new stuff won't be.
Okay.
The way they talked about that, yeah, because I heard this, that's happening in the works. But it's like, you want to catch up? Because that's how I caught up on Arrow, was from Netflix.
That was how I caught up on Spartacus years ago.
That's, I was about to say the same thing. When Starz used to have their shows, yep. I caught up on Spartacus and Breaking Bad, I caught up by Netflix. Cause I was late to the party with, especially Breaking Bad. Like, I didn't start watching that live to like, what, season 5 or something like that. Cause I just heard so many people talking about. I'm like, all right, let me. I don't want to be out the blue. Let me, you know, catch up with it. So me and my wife used to watch it. And we caught up. But I think the way TV set up now is kind of like, it's few shows, unless it's like an event show. It's few shows people watch live.
Yeah.
We've talked about. Like, a lot of times, like, I'll wait and catch up with. Because, like, especially Game of Thrones gone now, it's basically some of the HBO shows, people still watch Walking Dead, Power, and Billions.
See, Power was the one I started watching, and this is how quick this went. And I went, I have no idea what's going on, and just stopped watching. Like, I didn't go back to see what was happening. Like, the, I don't know, whatever the main guy's name is. Is he Ghost, or is that the white
guy? Yes.
Okay.
Ghost. Ghost and Tommy. So okay. Tommy's the white guy.
All right, so Tommy turns on him or something, and I'm like, I'm missing the emotional depth of this, because I'm I don't know who the hell this guy is.
Yeah, that's a show you have, if you don't watch from the beginning, then it does not have the weight. It's like, imagine jumping in Game of Thrones, like, season 6.
Yeah, exactly. But I saw it's also what, wrapping up? This is the last year for it?
Yeah, because they're doing a spinoff. They just do 50 Cent. SARS paid 50 Cent a whole bunch of money to do some more show, because that's like their most popular show.
And here, this is one of those things, and I know this is like, it's a changing face of, I guess, pop culture. 50 Cent had what? It's Your Birthday song, whatever that is. Everyone knows that one. It's not my genre, dude. So,
No kidding. I would not have guessed that.
What else? Like, what other, like, what were the ones that got him into, like, his fame? And then he got messed up with like Coke water or something stupid like that. He went bankrupt. Supposedly.
Yeah, I'd be very careful.
Yeah, exactly.
I've learned enough about that to seem like he real slick about his money. Like, you know, when he wants to not have money, then all of a sudden I'm broke. But it's funny, he tends to make all this money then hides it very well.
Or he doesn't hide it well and puts it on Instagram. So
I trust like you said, that's not your genre. That's more mine.
Yeah.
And everything I see from him, like business wise, stuff like that, it's not this whole I'm just lucking out in the money. That man is smart.
No. Yeah.
And it's not just I just made rap money, because he made rap money and then made vitamin water money and then made TV show money. Like TV shows, movies, production company.
Yeah.
He keeps showing up and stuff, keep doing stuff, keep making money. So that whole, it's easy to say you broke when you don't want to pay taxes.
That never works
all of
me.
A sudden, you don't make enough.
Yeah, no shit. But no, what I was getting at with him, though, was like, he was supposed to be a rap artist, all right? Mm-hmm. I can name you one song, and I'm sure there's others. I just don't know, okay?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's in a movie. And then he's in another movie. Now he's on TV. Now he's a producer on TV. I'm going, what just happened? This is the guy that sings a song that everyone plays on their birthday now. Like,
look, there's a whole generation of people who only know Ice Cube as this old guy that's in movies. They had no idea he had a music career.
Uh huh. How goofy is that?
Like, if you know, NWA, what's that? Like, you mean the dude from Barbershop? Like, yes.
Or Mr. Cubbly.
Yes, Mr. Cubbly, Cubbly Family Man Ice Cube used to be, the FBI used to be on his ass. So that Ice Cube. It was like, yeah, he has a basketball league.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
That comes on CBS. So it's not this whole, that's actually decent. I thought it'd be out. I remember when they first announced it, I was like, this thing won't last. It's lasted. People do it. People see it. So, yeah, like you said, stuff changes. People become, showrunners and producers and moguls and stuff like that happens. You give somebody a chance, they'll bring the Mary J. Blige has been nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Damn.
Yes. Yes. Mary J. Blige. Because she's going to be in that, because they're doing a Power spinoff show. She's going to be a star of it.
Oh, wow. All right. Good for her. Yeah, and all right, I want to make sure this is clear, though. I'm obviously not bagging on anybody.
No, it's just, I know what you're saying.
It's just that
saying,
sort of thing, like, wait, what? Like, Snoop, he was doing fucking Hot Pockets commercials? And I'm thinking,
The show with him and Martha Stewart is hilarious.
Is that still on?
It's still on. Oh, people watch that.
Good for them. All right.
You know how they talk about how when Raw is number one or two on cable, if they're not one, it's because Love & Hip Hop's number one. Those VH1 shows, people watch the hell out of them. You may not have met any of them beside me, but it's like, it's that's why it's the thing. Like, it's so many, and that's why it's so vital to get eyeballs, because you have so many options to choose from. That show, like one of my favorite shows now, like Dr. Pimple Popper. That thing is a popular ass show. Ugh. I had no idea.
You and Elise can talk about that.
It comes on Thursday.
I'm like, all right, after one or two giant cysts, I'm like, all right, so what's going to happen next? Oh, here comes another giant cyst. I'm like,
I just always wonder, like, how I got that far in the first place. But it's kind of like, if you don't have insurance, or if you just don't trust doctors and you don't want to hear bad news. I work in the medical field. I've seen it myself personally when I work in retail. Like, I've had this bump for a year, which I've done. Go to the doctor like 11 months ago.
Yeah, well.
You should have done, but it's like, it's kind of too late now. It is what it is. But, no, it's, and it goes into like the next thing you're talking about. It's so many eyeballs, and you try to, you know, get people in some, like, and it helps when you want a streaming service. Like, if you have that show that gets people. Because, like, Orange and the New Black and House of Cards was the original one for Netflix. And then the Marvel shows were. And for, like, Stars, it was Spartacus. And then it was Power. HBO was Sopranos. Because people didn't really watch The Wire. You know, and like six, like people knew about, but they didn't really watch The Wire like yeah. that or Oz like that, like The Sopranos and Entourage and Sex and the City.
That I was like, people. I know there was yeah. another one, I just couldn't remember it.
Yeah, like those are the ones where it's like everyone watched, and then Game of Thrones became the big one. AMC, it was Breaking Bad, and it was Walking Dead. Like, you know, networks need to have that, and Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
I guess. I've been hearing a lot of chatter on Twitter about The Boys, and that's the first Amazon show where I heard like people talk about.
Yep.
I know people watch shows on Amazon. Like, I never met anybody watch Jack Ryan.
No.
That was that Julia Roberts had a show. I didn't know anybody who talked about that. Bosch been on like 5 seasons, and I seen like 1 or 2 people talk about. Like, they didn't have anything big people talked about. And The Boys is like kind of like the first one where people was like, oh, this is something. And I remember hearing about it on websites. I was like, okay, alternative take on superheroes. Yeah, you like Kick-Ass, yada, yada, yada. Saw previews, curious. Carl Urban, I like him. I'm like, okay, give it a chance. Saw more previews. I was not expecting to see what I was seeing. I did not expect to enjoy it as much as I do. I love that show. And I was just gobsmacked, like, wow, this is like the first episode when Huey's girlfriend just explodes. I'm like, oh, so it's that type of show.
Yes. See, now I had read some of the comic, so I'm with you. I loved it. And I was very apprehensive because some of the people behind this are the same dummies who just messed up Preacher so incredibly bad. And so I went into it like very skeptical. And that first episode, I'm like, okay. One, and this is, you know, the fan part, Huey was supposed to be Simon Pegg. That's what he looks like in the comic. So the fact that Huey's dad is Simon Pegg in the show is pretty funny. Like, oh, okay, it's a nice nod back to the, you know, the comics. But I was just wondering if they were going to get away from the subversiveness of it. And they did change some of it, which did not lessen the show at all. So, yeah, I loved the whole thing. And I thought some of the performances were just fantastic, too. Like, they legitimately showed what a evil Superman, or not really evil yet. I mean, not exactly the greatest guy. But
wait.
Never mind.
No, I'm just talking about what we've seen from season one. Not necessarily evil.
That's why I stopped. Yes. And if they follow the comics, you'll understand why I said that.
Okay, I mean, because like I did see this whole. Well, you know, we can't really see him on this plane, so peace out.
Yeah, I mean, he explained himself, but he's still a dick. So,
but the whole thing was they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yeah. Oh no! I know.
I know. It's like stuff like that. So, and then how he turns and there's like a man in Superman saying, get away from me before I laser the fuck out of all of them. People think Zack Snyder has Superman dark. I'm like, boy, y'all have no... Zack Snyder's like, you know what? If they would have just literally let me do what I want to do. Maybe, I wonder if he watched that as like, damn it.
Jerking off, probably.
Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I wanted to do. This is what I really wanted. Like, you pussies had no idea. Because I'm watching the show, and like, one, the show is extremely violent. Like, mm-hmm. Brutally graphic violent. And the actors, Gummo, I told you, the guy's like, yeah, Jack Quaid. It's like, yeah, Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan's son. Looks nothing like either one of his parents.
Yeah. Well, Dennis has gotten his face stretched back so much, and then poor Meg just messing her face up too. So it's like, maybe they used to. I don't know. But yeah, I had no idea. I'm like, oh. Okay.
And, so, like, it's a lot of people I recognize from different things. I didn't know after the guy played Homelander. I don't know who he was, but he played that role to perfection. Anytime he came on the screen, it was like a horror villain. Like, yes. What is he about? Because he just had, like, this quiet menace that even when he wasn't doing anything, you was always expecting him to do something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when he calls the Deep In for the meeting – just a one-on-one. And you know he's, I mean, part of it was, you know, he can't kill him because he's one of the seven. Now, they're not exactly friends, mind you, but you can't have one of the seven dying. So you're like, all right, so what's he going to do to him? And just the menace. I mean, and I know it's like, it's always a trick, or it's always like, you know, they do it in movies or TV where someone, the camera's off and someone's like acting one way. As soon as it turns on, he goes right into character. Like, there's that stuff. But the way they set him up in the beginning, like the first episode where he sits down and he's like, let's talk about all the people we saved. And you're like, this Rube? Okay. And then the very next episode, doesn't he like laser the plane? Or was that at the end of it?
I think the end of it.
Yeah.
Like that. Because that sent, like, you know, that person trying to blackmail them or anything like that. He went there and handled it.
The mayor of Baltimore?
Boy.
Yeah.
Talk about the timing of that. So, yeah, like just that. And then, but it's like he's villainous, but it's a reason behind it. Like, it's almost kind of like justified because, like, you know, they say, you know, we should have had you raised in a family, not grew you in a lab. He knows where he came from. He, you know, he knows the whole story. The people he loved basically lied to him. You know, that doctor there that always shows up, dude from The Wire, dude from Gotham. It's like, you know, he's always there. Elizabeth Shue, I didn't even recognize her.
Oh, I did. I've always had a thing for her, so I was like,
I mean, I remember her, but I didn't recognize her. Like, yeah, she was kind of like, you know, evil? More evil than he was? Like, very calculated, manipulative.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this whole, we gonna do things, you know, because it's kind of like, around everybody else sees this big tough guy, you know, I can do this, this, and that. He gets around her and it's like, you know, who, okay, is he supposed to be that baby's father?
That's what, well, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
But, yeah, I know.
Okay, I was going to ask this anyways. So that baby's dead, right? When,
explosion happened, when he blows
Butcher
up,
throws a C4, the baby dies. I mean, right?
We don't see him save the baby.
We never saw him save Butcher either. So.
Yeah, I mean, he could have, but it's like, I don't know. See, the whole thing is like, when you see the relationship, you kind of wonder, it's like, who's that father?
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, their relationship's like, is that his?
Well, the other thing, you know, I was wondering if it was his replacement. Because if they're growing him in a lab, that could just be another one. And she was taking him to the doctor, so I would guess he didn't, because why would he? He hated the kid the whole time.
So, they had a very complicated relationship.
Yeah. So the scene where she like unbuttons her shirt and he starts like sucking on her fingers, I'm going, this is way grosser than it should be. Like,
yeah, because it's just playing with power dynamics and this whole, only especially because you've seen this, how powerful he is and how he bullies everybody else around him, and then. He can, and then with her is like, you know, she makes him do stuff he don't want to do. She basically puts him in this place. He hates it, but he's still attracted to, you know, that whole most powerful people need to be submissive to somebody thing going on. It's like, it's a stuff that you normally don't see in superhero shows with capes.
Yeah. Especially when he's hanging outside of her office door.
Mm-hmm. And she knows.
Yeah. So you've been out there an awful lot lately. It's like, yeah. Like, yeah, I was going to say something to him earlier, but, and then she goes, oh, have I not been giving you enough attention? It's like, what?
You know, the whole stuff with A-Train, you know, like worrying about being replaced, using the, you know, dating a girlfriend you can't really claim for reasons because she's not like on your level and stuff.
Okay, was that why? I wasn't sure if they were getting at like it's an interracial couple, which seemed like a marketing dream right there. But
I think it was more like, you know, he's part of Seven. She's like C-list, D-list, bad for the brand.
Yeah, she's part of what, the young Americans, who I guess they are introducing next season. Oh boy, that's going to be something.
All her stuff, and then the stuff she did with the landlord.
Oh, okay. And obviously, we're already in spoiler territory, gang. So too bad. When she sat on his face, I go, he's dead. Okay, she's crushing his head. Yeah, that sometimes
I thought she might like smother him and he like suffocates. I didn't expect his head to explode. But then she took that drug and squatting 600 pounds.
Yeah, that was like an hour. Hilarious. It was supposed to be played for laughs, which I'm glad it was, because she's just up there crushing that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. Just and screaming the whole time.
Yeah, and they're watching it. And then he was like, you know, you let him die. And he's like, he was dead from the moment she opened the door.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to run there in time and get there to stop him. And even if we did, she's just going to murder us anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he got a point.
Yes. And
then,
see, in the comics, they actually play around with that. The hell's the stuff called the V stuff?
Compound V?
Yeah. They actually, the boys play around with it. So that they're like a little bit more level, which they got away from. I guess they can do it next season if they want, but. I thought it was better without it because it made them more vulnerable, and it made it. So one thing about the show, there's no one good on this show.
No, I mean Huey.
Maybe Starlight. Huey. Well, Huey blew up Translucent Man.
But that was kind of like he was pushed into that. I think he was like a good guy that went bad. Because he whole thing like this. Even the bad people had reasons for being bad. Because even Butcher was like a regular dude that kind of like got led down that path.
Yeah.
From what I'm going by what I've seen from the show, it might be different in the comics, but I'm like, you know, Huey's there, mind is visible to the girl, and she explodes. Like, yeah. One day you had a conversation, next thing you holding her hands, because that's the only thing that's left, and then you find out that the dude that did it, that you looked up to as a hero, is basically laughing it off.
Yeah, and now he did it because he was all fucked up on whatever goofy chemical compound that they create these guys and gals with.
Yeah, and then the whole stuff with Translucent, because it's kind of like, you know, one, yeah, that power. See, the whole invisibility power, I always felt like it's just kind of like icky to begin with, because it's like, it just seemed like it just leads you being a pervert. And then it's like, it's not just he's invisible. It's like he basically, like, you know, invincible from the outside. They're trying to figure. And then he's talking like, I got a son, all that. And then when he explodes, when they figured out how to do it, I was like, yeah, it's that type of show.
Yeah. I was wondering if when he blew up, if you were going to be able to see him. Nope. So
you just saw like
saw
a little
the
bit.
Insides.
Yeah, you saw bits and pieces from the inside. You can see the outside, and it's like, you know. So that happens. The whole stuff with Starlight. You know, she figured out, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm a corporate wear this outfit because this sells well with the public, and that stuff with the deep.
Okay, all right. So here in the comic, it's Homelander because she's like, oh my God, I have posters of you, blah, blah, blah. And I think they did that because they wanted the reveal of Homelander being evil. To be more poignant. Because in the comic, it's Homelander, and then the Deep and I think A-Train come in, and all of them. Yeah, it's wow. really, like, oof. So.
What, initiation?
No, yeah, I guess.
Ugh.
Yeah. And it's also just power, too. So. But, yeah.
It was funny,
though. When that happened in the show, I was like, not, obviously not like, oh, I hope this happens, but you watch and you go, oh, okay, here we go. So
yeah, and then how everybody treated Deep like a joke.
Yes, and that he's the comic relief, basically, for that side, as he breaks down into a spiraling depression.
So, oh, I kind of noticed that, like, he started off and just went downhill from Jump Street. The stuff that trying to save
the
dolphin.
Oh.
I don't know what's funny. Trying to save the dolphin is trying to save the lobster.
I've never bought a lobster at a store. Do they really kill them in the store? I thought you had to keep them alive so that when you put them in the water, it boils so they don't start, their body doesn't start breaking down.
And that's how it's supposed to go, but I don't. I've never bought live lobster before.
Yeah. No, I. That he's like, yeah, I'll get you out of here. All right, yeah. No, that one. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, okay. And also he just puts a knife right through its head.
Yeah.
I should laugh,
you know,
but it's like, oh.
And then the girl basically, like, making out with his gills.
Oh, okay.
That was disgusting.
Dude, thank you. The whole time watching, like, we've had some bad stuff go on in this show. I was squirming during that. I don't know if it was the sound effects, whatever it was. And I know it was supposed to be filmed like kind of like a comeuppance for him, but ugh, yeah, that But, well, the further adventure of the deep, so.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's funny, like, yeah, we ship you out to Ohio.
Sandusky, which I understand why he's doing that, so.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, you know, just, and it's funny where it's like, you could see stuff like that in real life. And I think that's what's throwing me off. It's like, if superheroes were corporate, yeah, they have, you know, management, they have agents, they worry about stuff like that. And I guess, you know, you get shipped off somewhere else. Like, yeah, you can't be part of us right now. You got some bad publicity and stuff. And you're going to imagine Hawkeye on a per diem.
Yes, was it $75? $75
a day.
I tried doing the math real quick while I was watching. I'm like, that doesn't sound that bad, right?
Yeah, like, if that's just for your food, it's like, you're all right. That's pretty good. Most of them spend, some people don't have that for a week for food.
Yeah, some of that rang kind of hollow with me because I'm like, well, he's got Lake Erie right there. It connects to the other Great Lakes. He'd be going all over the place. No one even know because they didn't really have anything for him to do there. So that was kind of weird, but I was like, whatever. It's also a guy who has gills that literally talks to fish. So not like Aquaman where he can, I don't know, what how did he explain it? Suggest or
I can listen to them.
Yeah,
like so. I don't talk to them; they talk to me, and I can kind of like vibe, get the vibe, or something like that. So like that goes on. Maeve basically like a hide in the closet.
I thought she got the raw end of most of the stuff. She was barely on.
Yeah, and because it's kind of hard. It's almost like, you know, repressed Wonder Woman, bitter Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, I got to play this role, like, you know, yeah, people pretend to be, I got to pretend to like this guy that knows a monster. I got to pretend to be this role I want to do. I guess it's like she was an alcoholic.
That's what it sounded like,
Because they talked about, like, you know, you don't go to the meetings anymore. And there's, like, I guess, you know, she has some relationship with this other girl. And, of course, she can't do that because it's bad for the brand. Yeah, I guess I saw that whole church stuff. They was very strong with that.
Yeah, the subtlety in that episode was non-existent. But then, and that was really the first introduction to how, I don't want to say, like, well, Homelander said, these are my people. So he was clearly playing into that base. Mm-hmm. But then it never really got, like, occurred to me, like, they were trying to make them all clean cut because they were that deep into, like, the Christian rite. That was the episode that kind of, like, brought it to the forefront.
Yeah, like, especially he's flying out with the Jesus pose and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And basically, like, we out here, we want to fight the good fight, but these politicians want to keep us at home. We just trying to say the military save America. I'm like,
uh-huh.
Boy, if this don't sound real familiar.
Yeah. And the one of the parts, and this drives me crazy in real life too. So whenever they would go into battle somewhere, or not battle, but something would go on, he'd turn around and go, "You guys are the real heroes." And it would take off and do all the work.
Uh-huh.
That, boy, they drove that into the ground, and I'm like,
yeah,
I get it.
I think it's kind of like not the show hits more because it's like when it came out. Because it came, like, it's like, it just feels real prescient, like, now. Like, a lot of stuff is like stuff you see right now, and it's just like heightened. And we've been talking about the villains, like, you know.
Yeah.
I know you didn't recognize. Laz Alonso from, you saw him Fast and Furious, the fourth one, Phoenix.
Yeah, it's honestly, I'm drawing a blank. I didn't recognize Female of the Species. And you said that she played Katana. I went, yeah, that's right. But she had a mask on most of the time. So maybe that's why. But
and she doesn't talk in this one. So you couldn't throw her voice anywhere. So, yeah. But no, it's kind of like this whole begrudged family. They got this past history. They clearly don't trust and like each other, but it's like, you know, we did this. We're going to do this again. And it's like, we trust in Carl Urban, even though we don't. Carl Urban acted his ass off in this.
He's great.
He is so underrated and great.
Yeah, he was great as Bones and Star Trek as well. And I mean, he was doing DeForest Kelly without being like.
Without sound like parody. Right. Yeah.
So I was very, I mean, I was very surprised by him. I don't know what to. I didn't know what to expect. I mean,
that show doesn't. It doesn't work without him.
No. And one of the guys at work, he watched it. He goes, "Who's the guy that played Butcher?" I was like, "It's Carl Urban." I go, "He played Bones in Star Trek, and then he was Dredd. And he goes, Dredd. He goes, I love that movie. I was like, yeah, everyone loved it after the fact. he actually saw it in the theater with the 3D and everything. I'm like, wow, okay.
I'm jealous of that. Yeah. But no, it's kind of like, because you can believe why people are following this guy, even though they have no business doing it. Because, like, you know, he pretends to be a bad guy, but deep down he's not. And that's kind of this hard, you know, it's like a simple story, you know, heart of gold, deep down stuff. It was like, he an asshole, mm-hmm. like a real selfish asshole, but it's like, it's a purpose and a reason behind it. And he's trying to do what's right. And then you hear more background stories like, yeah, I can see why he feel justified.
I also liked that he was still even kind of a dick before when... Mm. Not a dick, really, but he was just straightforward. Like, when Homelander was talking about how his wife took over his Twitter account, and he goes, that's kind of dishonest, isn't it? And he goes, nah, well, yeah, sorta. Like, he immediately saw through him. So, there was always that part of it, and then...
And then you figure, like, you know, Homelander killed my wife or something, or, you know, she committed suicide or vanished.
Yes.
And basically, it's like, you can do all this, but you can't touch him. He's too important, and we can't kill him anyway. So it's like, at first, he thinks it's a deal breaker, and then it's affecting the rest of the group because Mother's Milk, which is a hilarious name, just saying it out loud. It's like, of course, that's a comic name. It's like, you know, he has a family. He made a promise. And it's like, you know, you don't want to break that promise, put them in danger. Huey's dad. Boy, that stuff with Huey's dad and A-Train. The whole thing with A-Train, because it's kind of like, you know, if the Flash was really about that life.
Yeah.
Like, if you...
Yeah. I didn't feel bad for A-Train at all.
I didn't feel bad, but it wasn't like he wasn't just a villain. They did enough stuff to make you... seem like a human being, but he wasn't nice.
Yeah,
he wasn't good. Yeah. It was like, you know, I'm trying to keep this spot. I'm trying to do whatever I can because I won't get like the whole athlete. It's like, you know, I want to be replaced by the next big thing and anything like that. So I'll do whatever it take because, you know, I'm gonna take this drug and drag a train and do do whatever. But then it's like when he breaks his leg and he's there at the store and the security guard messing with him like, I'm Adrian. He's like, yeah, I'm Homelander. And then the fans recognize him, and then the security guard is like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, oh, so now I'm somebody like, imagine like War Machine getting racially profiled and like Marshals.
Yep.
And that's just like stuff, they talk about stuff that you don't really see in certain, it's not like just replace comic movies, it works with it, because like this is the stuff that works because we have stuff like Marvel. That's why it works more. Like, it wouldn't work by itself, but it works as a good contrast, but it still stands on its own. Like little stuff like that. And then he mad because, like, I always wonder, like, did he love that? Because at first, like, okay, he using that girl and it's like that. But then come out, no, he loved her. He was mad that he couldn't, you know, be with her the way he wanted. But he still was, like, he was an asshole with a conscience, if that makes sense.
A little bit of one, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. Enough for you to, like, look at him, see, like, you can see where he come from. I laughed when he got his leg broke.
Boy, that was harsh.
She came out of nowhere, like, bashed him with the pipe.
Female's a great character in that show. And we got a little bit of it.
Say that sentence again, because you're right. This, if no one ever, people start listening to the show and they hear that.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm sorry. Female of the Species. That's her full name. And they already gave her name away, which I thought... That's why I thought they were working in stuff in this season. And I know they ordered another one before, but it was, like, just in case. Because, you know, change your mind. Because, hell, they were filming Swamp Thing, and they canceled it. So, yeah, but her full name is Female of the Species. And so when she showed up, I was like, wait, the female already? I was like, oh, wow, all right. So, and then what's the name? Akio?
I missed it.
Yeah, they said, yeah, because Frenchie keeps yelling at him. She has a name. So, but yeah, she was great. And when, was it Black Noir or Dark Noir?
Black Noir.
Yeah.
Who didn't say anything, was just like so badass. Just, he doesn't show up that much, but every time he show up, it's just noticeable.
Yes. So, and then that's one where you keep reading. Don't that he's one of the reasons I don't keep reading. He's awesome.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because one, that's like, you know, I see him playing the piano, and it's like, yes, that's out of the blue. And then that fight he has with female when he basically just wrecks, just destroys her and just walks away. And it's like, he's not in there a lot, but every time he does something, it's noticeable. And it just does stuff. Like, is that heavy? And then, of course, we've been talking around the ending. I'm coming as brand new. I was so gobsmacked by the ending.
So was
like
I.
The last 10, 15 minutes. Cause like, okay, he's there. He kidnaps, what's the face? The head of the,
Stillwell.
Place. Yeah. After Giancarlo Esposito shows up, cause he's in everything these days. Like, you know, I got a new role for you. Come down here. Cause it's funny. Like, he's in Better Call Saul. He's in that Cinemax show Jet that I'm watching. And now I just popped up, see him in this. It's like, oh, he just, boy, that Gus Fring was a game changer for him in his career, I guess. So, and then, you know, in the house, of course, the C4 there. And we've seen stuff like this before. But you're wondering, like, okay, it's a different type of show. So what's going to happen? Then Homelander comes in with the baby. Because of course he would. Because, like, you know, just in case you not realize that he doesn't give a damn, he does. And he's kind of like, this is after he finds out the truth of stuff of what really happened.
What
people
a great lie. Way for that to be shown, too.
Mm-hmm.
The baby, all right, one, when, I can't remember the doctor's name, said the baby drowned in the blood in the womb, I was like, oh, gross. And I'm like, thank you for not showing that. And then when she's talking and she goes, yeah, you know, it was terrible that she had a miscarriage. I went, uh-oh. And you see his eyes kind of just, like, darken a little bit. And I'm like, oh, she's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew Homelander was going to be there at the end, but...
Yeah, and, like, you know, you guys missed out little details. You didn't get your story straight. So I found out what really happened, anything like that. And we already saw what happened with... We forgot about the whole part when they were in the... when they were in the compound, they used a baby as a weapon.
How great was that? I was laughing my ass off. I know it's, like, burning people in half and stuff. I couldn't stop laughing. So
I was
absurd.
Too. So that happened. They having a speech and everything like that. And then you're wondering how it's going to end. And he slowly lasers her brain, her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't do it quick either. He did it real slow. I'm like, yeah. I wasn't expecting him to kill her.
Well, Stillwell in the comics is a guy. And he's alive for quite a while. So... when it was Elizabeth Shue, didn't think anything of it because she's really good. And it kind of changed the dynamics. When she died at the end, I went, wait a minute, they just killed off Elizabeth Shue? Like, Academy Award winning Elizabeth Shue? Like, wait a minute, what? I think she won. Yeah, for Leaving Las Vegas, I believe. Anyways, I Nicolas Cage won for that. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was still really surprised. And then he's like, well, I have no weakness now. It's like, uh-oh.
But he's like, oh, well, it's, you know, nice. You know, I guess it was a good try because he figured at that point he doesn't have anything to lose. And Homeland is going to murder him anyway. So it's like, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction. Which makes, I understood why he did that. And it's like, the hell with that baby. It ain't my baby. So then he wakes up and I was like, wait a second. What happened? And then Homeland is there. And I
thought it was a dream.
I thought it was a dream too, but then Homelander's there, and it's like this little cow. Like, I start putting the dots together. I'm like, oh man! Mm-hmm. And then he's there, and the wife is still alive, and
all of which is not in the comics.
So, and I'm like, what? And what a way to end this the season! I was so mad that it ended. I'm like, I need to know what happens next.
And that's why I was very glad to know there was a season two. Because we've seen shows like, you know, just end with no resolution of things. So
yes,
yeah, I'm gonna be real curious about where they go here. Because, like I said, there is no kid, there is no wife. A Homelander, you know, raped and then she committed suicide after it. So everything's on Homelander. And now if they're alive, and then especially with him saying, she came on to me, which, you know, it was just him being a dick, obviously. But now with her being alive and her having a kid, I mean...
A superpower kid. Because his eye, you see his eyes glowed at the end too.
So they were going blue, weren't they?
They glued something, or glowed something. So it's like, you have a superpower kid that's not yours, with your wife that you thought was dead. But, you know, basically your worst enemy has your family.
Yeah.
And you can't do nothing about it, because it's kind of like they were even the government were trying to like curtail and get rid of them, and they got around that by making terrorist supervillains.
Which should, all right, I know that they're already bringing in one character. I can't remember what the, I'm trying to look up his name.
You talking about Captain?
Yeah, but there, it's actually gonna be a woman. It was supposed to be a Nazi Superman, basically. So I guess now it's just going to be a Nazi Superwoman instead.
Ooh, wow. but
complete with the swastika flag.
Oh, man.
Yes. So that's what, okay. And that's what was blown, all right. And this is one of those pet peeves of mine anyways. All right. And without getting into, like, this thing, you know, everyone like, oh, respect the flag, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? I don't know if it was like this in the comic, but it's also, like, an inside thing as well. Everyone talks about respecting the flag. And if you actually read any of the rules of it, the flag's the flag. You don't have a T-shirt flag. You don't have a bikini flag. You don't wave it from your car. You don't use it as a cape.
Exactly.
And you see everybody there cheering for this guy, who you know is the exact fan base that are like, you don't kneel for the flag, how dare you? Like, Jesus Christ, this is, I was waiting for someone to say something in it, but I guess they don't, some roads just aren't worth it. But yeah, that's, there was truly something offensive in every single episode to somebody.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very cool.
Because it's kind of like, I think it wasn't just to do it to do it, because some shows do that. I think it was doing to make a point. And at no point I ever thought it was like, it's just, they just doing it just to get a reaction. I felt like they were doing it to make a statement about something.
Yeah.
Either you agree or disagree. Like, I even stuff I didn't, like, it was nothing there I was like, oh, this is just, I can't watch it. It was a lot of gruesome stuff, but like, everything they did, I got the point behind. And it's kind of hard, because it's easy to just do shock value just to do it and get a reaction. But if it's nothing behind it, it just becomes torture porn.
Well, did you read the one scene they filmed, but Amazon said, no, you can't put it in?
I saw the story, but I didn't read it.
That sounds hilarious. It's after Elizabeth Shue tells Homelander he can't do it, he can't do something. So he flies to the top of the Cadillac building in New York and pulls his pants down and starts jerking off. And while he's doing it, he goes, I can do anything I want. he comes off the top of the Cadillac building.
Oh, God.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that does sound funny. Because it's basically his whole thing. It's like, he can do what he wants, no one can tell him.
Yes.
And they try, like, you know, he tried to do stuff. And that got to be something, because it's always like, okay, in the comics, does he have a weakness?
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay, because I'm like, it has to be something there, because it's kind of
it's
like...
It's not what you expect, though. So, yeah, it's... Garth Ennis is, I think, pretty underrated, because his comics had a lot of shocking stuff in it. And that's what, I mean, Preacher, if you read the comic, there's, I mean, oof, there. I don't think anybody, DC would never do that series now. With the way Time Warner Warner Brothers, whoever oversees everything now, that series would never be published there. I think for pretty much every religious group, it is offensive. And I think he gets buried in that. So he's a very smart dude. And
I could tell while watching this that it came from like a level of intelligence, because it wasn't just like, because I was just picturing like if Zack Snyder tried to do this, now I would look.
Yeah, I wasn't kidding earlier. Like, Zack Snyder must have been jerking watching like all the Homelander stuff, because he was terrible. I mean, that was the one thing that got me. As you know, we both grew up reading comics, watching all the movies, and it was always like Superman could kill every single person in maybe a day's time if he really wanted to. And you just see Homelander just smugly walking by, even the superpowered friends that he's around, just
because they know,
like, I'll snap you in a heartbeat. You know, and I thought that was like some truly, really scary stuff from him.
Yeah, like it's no, there's no Batman there to curtail that. Right. At least from what I've seen.
Yeah,
so it's like
supposed to be Black Noir, but
yeah, but it's like Black Noir just seemed like he's just a dude. He just seemed like Snake Eyes more than Bat. I mean, it's probably more to him. We'll find out later. But like, even by season one, you think, okay, it's this badass that don't talk, that just does his business. And it's like, yeah, what if Superman was like not just evil, a dick?
Yeah,
like it's a war. Because I watched Man of Steel, and I know the complaints about that, but it's like, yeah, watch, think, like, imagine Man of Steel seemed real quaint after watching this.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff, because, like, he can basically do what he, like, that whole plane stuff is like, you get his point. Imagine Superman saying that.
Yes.
Like, people will walk out the theater, and I say that honest, like, people were like, no, fuck this, and we'll walk way out, because I'm watching this, I'm like, This is messed the hell up. And then they tried, he was going to at least save the kids. Like, no, then we got witnesses.
Yes, that was the scary part of that. I mean, obviously it's all bad. That was the scariest part of that. Like, he wouldn't even save the children because they can't blow their corporate rep. It's a very, like, 80s movie sort of thing with, like, you know, these, like, slimeball corporate people.
But, I mean, they do it today. And not only that happens... Then he had a speech about, oh, if we had got there on time, this wouldn't have happened. That's when I'm like, oh, this dude's an asshole. Like, that I think that was the part where it's like, yeah, that kind of cemented the deal. It's like, yeah, he a full-on villain. Now, and
part of me was wondering, like, he explained, like, there was nothing for him to hold the plane up. You know, it was just air under him.
Uh-huh.
So I'm guessing he doesn't have all of Superman's abilities. Because I was thinking, why doesn't he just kind of slice off the heavy stuff and just float down the plane onto the ocean?
And she was like, why don't you? And then she was like, why don't you get each person to be like 123 people?
Yeah.
Like, and it's kind of funny where when you hear a breakdown of how powers work and why you can't do something, you start to think like, oh, okay, I didn't even think about that. It's like, either I'm going to like push the plane to a tailspin or push right through the plane.
Yeah.
I don't have any way to, like, you know, balance it. And then it makes you realize, one, that never stops Superman or people with telekinesis power. And two, I hadn't thought about that. It makes sense on why he couldn't do anything based on his breakdown. But it made it worse saying he shouldn't have been there in the first place. And then it still don't make the whole thing of like, well, can't do nothing. Y'all going to die. Because at first it's trying to talk like, oh, we're going to be okay. And then it started getting riled up when he kind of figured what's going on.
Yeah,
and he lost his cool. Like, back up. I will lace the fuck out of all of you. I started laughing because I'm just picturing super, like, Henry Cavill saying that, or like Christopher Reeve saying that, like in like Superman 3.
Oh, how cool would that have been? That's still one of my favorite. We got to get going. That's still one of my favorite all time Superman scenes. Is in Superman 3. He's just flicking peanuts at the mirror, breaking it, goes and he fights like nerdy Clark Kent, and they just get in this big knockdown drag out, and then he just kills Clark Kent, and then Clark, you know, the good side always wins, so he comes back and he smashes him down, tears the shirt open, it's clean and blue, and takes off. I'm getting chills now. That scene's awesome. People bag on Superman 3. That's the most closely, like, goody-two-shoes Superman stuff in any of the movies. Like, that was a better portrayal of Superman than Superman 2. One, whatever, he's still building, but at least he didn't, kiss a girl at the end of 2 and make her forget everything.
I mean, it's definitely a low bar to hurdle, to be nicely, but yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But no, I would say for anyone who's on the fence, I recommend this show. And it's funny, I've been on Twitter, I've heard people, like, the people who watched enjoyed it, and a lot of people's like, they see a clip, like, what's this from? I need to watch this. It's like, yeah, it's awesome. Because, like, if you show a clip without any context, you like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? I need to figure out where this is coming from. Like, you know, the stuff with the deep, the stuff with, you know, with A-Train, the first time I see female, she basically, like, X-23 with no claws.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's that light stuff. Carl Urban me ass. Even the Haley Joel Osment. Boy, he aged differently than I thought he would. Mesmer.
He keeps getting more and more roles, though. So, I mean, good on him.
I only knew that was him because I hit pause. Like, when you watch Amazon Prime and you hit pause for X-Ray, it tells you who the actors are. And I did it by accident. I'm like, what?
And, boy, he's like, I can help you. And he just, Butcher just destroyed him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was Butcher that just basically destroyed his face. That was crazy to me. Like, oh boy.
Yeah, like that guy, the preacher guy with the stretchy arms.
Yes.
And the way they blackmailed him. Like, it's just all, because even like seeing Huey get corrupted from being this regular old dude to like, he's good at all the stuff he was doing, but he didn't want to do it. And like between him and Starlight was like the only ones kind of like, well, I'll say the boys in general, like, they did bad stuff with it. It was a reason behind it. And you can see where everybody was coming from. Like, Starlight seemed like she just had the rough, like, her whole life was a lie. And then she even gets with this one guy, finds out he's, quote-unquote, using her, even though he doesn't want to. But she still kind of saves the day because, you know, she's a superhero. And the stuff with I'm surprised they didn't let H-Ray die.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, too. Especially because he's going to kill you.
Like, yeah. And like, okay, she saves him. What, he gonna keep his mouth shut?
And that's what I was trying to figure out. Because, you know, well, I mean, I guess Elizabeth Shue's not there, so,
you know, unless Giancarlo Esposito gonna run the show.
Well, no, she was the what's it called?
Yeah, I mean, they need a new CEO, and she's about to, and she got a new job. Remember, they was getting a new position. Like, they say you're going down to the 82nd floor. And, you know, you're going to be taking over my job when I retire, so you need some training first. You don't just pop Giancarlo Esposito in there.
Okay.
It's like, no, he's just there to be there. So I would not be surprised, especially if there's a season two there, that he has a more hands-on role.
It would make sense because that he would take the Stillwell role.
And he got enough gravitas where it's like, yeah, he seemed the type like he ain't sweating nobody.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, This is always my problem with like binge watching stuff. It's been out a week, and now I gotta wait a year. Mm-hmm. So that just stinks. But it's a good problem to have. It's better than sitting there going, "Damn, I hope they don't make another one of these." So
yeah, like this is the first Amazon Prime show that I was like excited to watch and can't wait for the next one. And it's funny, seeing the critic reviews all over the place. And it's kind of like, it just depends on the mindset of the critics. Like, it is no middle ground with this show at all. Fans enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Critics, it's kind of like, it's either subversive, it's a new, it's a fresh breath of air, or it's just blasphemy and juvenile, pure out nonsense.
Yeah. I'd be like, cool review, bro. So, all right. Yeah, so be real old. Too enthusiastic, thumbs up. So now I guess I gotta watch Glow. Kevin will be here tonight, so we're gonna go see Hobbs and Shaw tomorrow. So
yeah,
so looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing Kevin. It's been since New Orleans.
So they already started filming in season two already.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I was wondering because Carl Urban still had the beard. So, you know, I know you can put fake ones on, but boy, The Walking Dead did that with Rick, and boy.
Yeah, a super-powered neo-Nazi called Stormfront.
Yes, that's it. Yep. I'm very curious if they're going to give her the Nazi flag.
So, I mean, think about it. I forgot to show. Amazon Prime is the show that brought us the Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
So they are obviously not afraid of, like, Nazi regalia. Yeah.
So, we'll see. But, so everyone, thanks for listening. Sunk Grinding, all social media stuff, and that's how you can find our podcast, is Audio Updates Stunk Granny, and everything will be up there. So thanks for listening. Go see Hobbs and Shaw, and then come and listen to us next week. Hopefully gush about it. Shahid's seen it already, so he hasn't told me anything. So I'm out. Have a good weekend, gang.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and be happy Superman is a nice guy. We are out.